This episode was created by an Apollo Plus creator. Apollo Plus is a subscription that lets you listen to your favorite audio fiction series with no ad interruptions while supporting your favorite fiction creators. Shows on Apollo Plus have no ads, grant early access to new content, offer exclusive episodes, and behind-the-scenes clips, season supercuts, and more. And the collection of shows is always growing. 70% of the revenue goes to the creators you love and helps them make their next audio adventure possible. You can support dozens of creators with just one subscription. So join Apollo Plus today by downloading the Apollo Podcast app for iOS and Android, or by visiting apollopods.com. Now, enjoy the episode, and I'll see you on Apollo Plus.
So my full name is Dana Royce Fletcher.
Double barrel, very futuristic.
Is it? We've got quadruple barrel now. Anyway, I was born on the 11th of April, 2024.
Whoa, so you're going to be born next year.
Are you going to speak every time after I say something?
Sorry.
I was born in New York.
America? Right, yes, the interrupting. But how can you be from America? You sound so Scottish.
I was born in New York, but I was raised in Glasgow.
Oh.
My dad was American, my mum was Scottish. They both moved here for work.
Were they scientists too?
My mum was. My dad's an engineer. Story goes he was building her reactor and the rest is history.
Working on a reactor, eh?
Yeah, a nuclear fusion reactor.
Nuclear? That doesn't sound very futuristic.
No, it's not nuclear like Chernobyl. It's fusion. Look it up. It'll be powering your toaster soon. They started building all the power plants when I was in primary school.
What school did you go to?
Not far from here, actually. You know, beside Greenspring Library?
Oh yeah, they're building that school right now. That's so weird.
I had to go to high school in Paris, though. Mum's job moved us over there.
Can you speak French?
Oui, bien sûr. Je suis resté à Paris. I try not to use the translation setting on my Neuralive. I want to keep that particular language in my head.
Neuralive? Do you mean neural implant?
It's just one implant.
In your brain? Can you levitate things like a Jedi?
That's not what it's used for.
You're not afraid they'll use it to, like, mind control you?
Oh, you sound like such a bioconservative.
What?
Like anti-transhuman against people becoming more like robots.
Oh, do you have robots? Like proper ones? That look human?
Some people do. My granddad has one. Keeps him company. But limbotics are much more common. Everyone has them.
What botics?
Limbotics, like robot arms. I have them in every room in my house. They fold my clothes, cook my dinner.
So do you have AI running everything in your home?
Oh, I wish I didn't. My one is really, really stupid. Like the other day, it didn't recognize me because I dyed my hair blue. It called the police. 3 hours later, they thought it was a hostage situation. I had an officer with a megaphone shouting up at my window.
Isn't AI meant to be super smart?
It's meant to be self-learning. But the more mine carries out tasks, it's like the thicker it gets. Last time I go for the cheaper option. Anyway, what was I saying?
You were in France.
Right. Then we went back to Scotland for a bit and I ended up going to college in the States.
Let me guess. You studied something in science?
Nope. I did history. And I flunked it. I kind of partied a lot when I was there.
Like dinner parties?
No, not dinner parties. I got drunk.
You got drunk?
Yeah. Do you get drunk at your dinner parties?
I don't have dinner parties.
Then why would I?
I don't know. You're like a scientist. I thought it'd be all glass beakers and chess clubs.
I was in a chess club.
Oh.
And they could drink, let me tell you.
So you were just getting smashed all the time when you should have been studying?
It was a weird time, I won't lie. America's weird. I was there when Logan Paul ran for president. I was in Miami when it happened, before it went underwater, I mean.
Logan Paul didn't win, obviously.
No, he did. He quit a month in. Got replaced by AOC.
Wait, hold on. Miami's underwater?
Yeah, and San Diego. Didn't see that one coming.
Is the climate going to get bad, then?
Just, you know, prepare to get really hot. I went travelling for a bit after college. The temperature in Hanoi was like nothing I've ever felt.
I've been there. I know what you mean. 40 degrees was rough.
Try 55.
55? Mm. Surely you can't survive that.
I nearly didn't. Was in hospital for a week. Not my only near miss. I was in India when China invaded. That was scary.
China invades India?
Well, it was in retaliation to America invading Egypt.
Come on, that's not going to happen. Next you'll be saying Australia invades New Zealand.
Well, drone warfare doesn't really count as invading.
Come again?
Look, it all gets very messy, okay? Wars start and stop.
Does Scotland go to war?
That's not what I'm here to talk about. I'm trying to tell you how I got into creating the anomaly.
Oh yeah. Funny, that guy I talked to in 1999, Callum, this is exactly what he was like, asking silly questions.
So you know how annoying it is.
Yes, fine. Right, I got you. Okay. So what did you do after your travelling?
I went back home. Didn't really know what I was doing with my life. Ended up working with my dad at his engineering firm. That's how I learned to make most of my own equipment in my lab, actually.
What did he make?
All sorts of stuff. Hydrogen fuel cells, bionic body parts, ice cream scoops.
Ice cream scoops?
Yes.
That doesn't sound very futuristic.
Why would it?
Well, have they not found some super technological way to mould ice cream into circular balls in the future?
Yeah. You use an ice cream scoop.
Right. Oh, okay. What else did you make in this highly advanced factory?
I didn't stay there long. Ended up going over and working with my mum in her labs.
What was she a scientist then?
Fusion power was her life's work. That got her into designing fusion engines, which got her attention from a certain space company.
Whoa, your mum worked for NASA?
No, don't be so old-fashioned.
Oh, SpaceX.
After Musk went bankrupt? Don't be so silly.
Who then?
Our space agency, here in Scotland.
We have a space agency? We can't even run the trains.
Well, it's British, I mean, but yeah, Scotland makes rockets at the site in Aberdeen.
We build spaceships in Aberdeen, that's hilarious.
Yeah, I spent years there with my mum, helping her research reverse repulsion engines, building power generators they're using on Mars right this second. She was even working on a formula that was going to get us one step closer to faster than light travel. Can you believe that? She was a genius, I'm telling you. Before she got sick.
Oh, she got sick? Is she okay now?
No. She died a few years back.
Oh, I'm sorry. How did she get sick?
It was during the pandemic.
Pandemic? Oh, please tell me COVID doesn't come back.
Oh, no, it wasn't a coronavirus. Nothing like C-19.
What's C-19?
You know, COVID-19, C-19.
We don't call it that.
Oh, you will one day. C-27 wasn't as bad. C-35 was a rough one.
Oh, no. Come on, please. No more Zoom calls.
The pandemic that killed my mum, though. No, actually, I shouldn't tell you.
It's okay. It's not a topic I want to cover anyway.
Just take my advice. Try to stop taking antibiotics as much.
Antibiotics? Why?
The more you take, the more diseases become resistant to them. The more resistant diseases become, the stronger they are making you sick.
Antibiotics make you better, though.
You didn't listen. You didn't listen to what I just said.
I did. I'm just finding it confusing.
It's fine, okay? You'll deal with it like we all did. But that's it, really. My mum died, and I stayed on at the agency for a bit. I tried to continue my mum's research, but I don't know. I just never felt as smart as her.
Was she researching into wormholes, too?
No, that was my pet project. I was always obsessed with the idea of time dilation. You know, time moving differently in other parts of space.
Like in Interstellar?
Yeah, I guess you could say it's part of interstellar travel, yeah.
No, it's a movie. A very old movie, to you. Matthew McConaughey's in it.
The film director?
No, he's an act. Oh wait, he directs now? Oh, nice. Anyway, time dilation, I know what you mean. So Matthew McConaughey stays the same age in space while his daughter gets way older on Earth.
Exactly! So that's because they're really far away from each other. But what if there was sort of like a window in between them that made things like time and distance irrelevant? That's the anomaly!
And your agency let you make that?
Well, no. I wanted to test it in space. I mean, in the upper atmosphere, and that would have required rockets and astronauts. Basically, it was going to cost a bunch of money, and they didn't want to spend that. When I kept pushing for it, they used it as an excuse to kick me out.
So how did you end up doing it?
Well, I moved back to Glasgow, rented this lab, and made it here.
You made a wormhole in your box room laboratory? I thought it had to be in space.
Nah, I just scaled it all down. Simulated a tiny vacuum of space in my lab and then used teeny tiny nanobots to harness that much energy in a small space.
What? No. What are nanobots?
You don't have them?
No, we definitely don't. What are they? Like microscopic robots?
Well, nano means smaller than microscopic.
Smaller? What are they used for?
Lots of things, mostly in medicine. I've got nanobots in my body right now.
Why are they in there?
They keep me healthy. They fight off infections. I haven't had a cold in years.
But how do they create a wormhole? I don't get it.
They're adaptable for lots of tasks. I put them in my artificial vacuum of space and oscillated their trajectory in a centrifugal motion to kind
of... No, wait. You're speaking French again. Tell me in English.
I made them go in a circle. Super duper fast. So fast, they can bend time and space. And to keep them all running, the nanobots self-replicate, so the ones that burn out are replaced by brand new ones.
And this is the reason you can't turn it off?
Kinda, yeah.
So how do you expect me to help in all this?
Right. I've been trying a few different methods to stop the nanobots' replication process, but it's like, the weaker I make them on my end, the stronger they get somewhere else. So I'm thinking if we can affect them from both ends, from your time...
We can kill them from both points. Sounds good. How do we do that?
We use something called an EMP.
Finally, something I know.
What is it?
It stands for electromagnetic pulse.
Good. And what does it do?
It stops electricity.
Close enough.
How do I get one?
I'm going to have to teach you how to make one.
Cool.
It's not going to be easy.
What do I need? A Duracell or something?
Bit more complicated than that.
Well, let me know what I need. There's a good hardware store down the road, but it better not be expensive, because can you send money from the future using online bank or something like that?
What the hell was that?
What?
Did you just sneeze? There was a weird noise.
No, I was saying, do you have online banking? Oh, I bet it's all crypto in your time right now, isn't it? If I got Ethereum, would that help with the
Lewis? You're breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me? Dana?
Dana, what's going on?
Lewis? Can you hear me? Stay on the line, okay? Whatever you do, keep the connection open. Just don't hang up. Lewis?
So I just keep putting the coins in here to keep using the internet. £2 for 15 minutes. No, cancel the cappuccino.
Hello?
Oh, I can hear someone, hang on. Hello?
Hi, who is this?
My name's Callum, what's yours?
You're... Callum!
Yeah, do I know you? Is that you? Mum? How did you get this number?
No, I'm not your mum. You're Callum. And you're currently in the year 1999?
No, it's 2003. Last time I checked, anyway.
Listen to me very carefully. My name is Dana. I'm talking to you from the year 2052. I've just been talking to your friend Lewis, and both of you are going to help me fix this mess.
Dial Up was written by Philip Catherwood. Performed by David Hepburn, Amy Alexander, and Craig McDonald Kelly. Sound engineering is by Ivano Scafati and Matteo Mola. Special thanks to Brogan Wakeley and Charlie Heyer for their continued time and effort. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Dial Up Pod for exclusive behind-the-scenes content and information about future episodes.